How one Ohio farmer's experience of voluntary conservation efforts have grown over a five-decade period. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. When he first started a no-till practice of his field almost five decades ago, Ohio farmer David Brandt was doing this out of necessity, not for conservation's sake. But over time, he learned the benefits of no-till and cover crops as soil conservation tools.
When we began, we were losing probably 20 tons of soil per acre, and now we're down to less than 1 ton of soil loss per acre with the use of our covers.
Brandt is considered a pioneer in using voluntary conservation methods, and what lessons he and other producers have learned is the basis of the soil health movement. Four knitted partnerships between producers, researchers, and USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service local staff to promote voluntary conservation.
Our local NRCS board and soil and water district, they allowed us to do things and then share with other farmers in our area. It's really been important to have those EQIP and CSP programs to help farmers understand how easy it is to start using no-till and cover crop.
I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.